Parshas Maaseh is most appropriately always one of the parshas that we read during the 3 weeks because talks about Golus. Am Yisrael in the desert, wandering from place to place. Din of Orei Mikla. So these parshas deal with Inyanei Golus most appropriately. So the question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the detailed map of every place that Am Yisrael went to in the desert, to be written in the Torah. Right, the Rambam writes that this is from, the Morin Nebuchim is from Sisrei Torah, from the secrets of Torah, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanted these things, inscribed, a map that we could have largely figured out by ourselves if we read, carefully all the parshas from Shmos until here. We could have constructed this map, very much on our own, but it had to be written in detail. Right? Very interesting to note, from the Baal Shem HaKadosh that all the Sforim bring in this week's parsha, the Chasir Shah Sforim, that just like Am Yisrael had to go through 42 Masos, so also every neshama of every Jew has to go through 42 Masos. This was Mamish Masa of a similar Bonim. I don't know if it all has to be done in the same Gilgul, but there's the wanderings that we speak about in this week's parsha is something cosmic about it. And we'll try to talk about it more in context of what has to do with the 3 weeks and perhaps a message of hope. The Pasuk opens up, Ela Masa B'nei Yisrael. And then the second Pasuk says, V'chtav Moshe es Motza'em L'Masa'em Al Pi Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, the place where they departed from and their travels, because by divine command, we're trying to understand the wisdom of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the place to be inscribed in the Torah for all time. Ve'ele masa'eyam le'motza'eyam, then the pasuk repeats itself but in reverse order. And not just repetitive, but it's almost nonsensical. They went motza'eyam le'masa'eyam, the place of departure, the root of the word motza is tse. This is where they left from, and these are their travels. And these are masa'em lemotza'em, pasuk repeats itself in reverse, and these are their travels to their point of departure. Not true. The way it's written in the first part of pasuk is correct, sensical. Motza, masa. Where you left from, and where you're traveling to. And there's a traveling masa'em lemotza'em. So before we come to understand what we're being taught with the second part of the pasuk that says it again but in reverse order, Rashi brings an interesting medrash Tanchuma. So Rabbi Tanchuma darsh po drasha acheres, other than the pasuk that the pshat that he brought from Moshe Darshan, that we could see chaste Hashem that as much as there are 42 masos they didn't move around that much. Now Rabbi Tanchuma had a different mahalach in this. Moshe lemelech shahaya b'no chole is a moshe for a king whose son was sick. V'olichol u'mokom rochok l'refuoso, and he took him to a faraway place to heal him. Kevan shu chayzrin, when they were on their way back, hitchil aviv moina kol ha'masos, his father was counting all the places that they camped out on their travels. Omar lo, he said, kan yashano, this is where we slept, kan okar, this is where it was cold for us. Kan chashash, remember here, this is where you had your headache. Right? So Rashi stops off over here. He doesn't bring the whole medrash, but the medrash ends off and says, Kach amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, menes kol ha'mekomos shechisuni. I want you to write in the Torah all these places, all the masos where Am Yisrael got me angry. That's what you want to remember. Right? And also have to understand the correlation between the Moshul and the Nimshul. There's a king whose son is sick, and on the way back, they're having some nostalgia. Right? And this is why the Masos are written here. There's a kasha that the Ramchal poses in his Mamar HaGula, the sefer that he wrote about the Gula Asida. And he poses a very disturbing question. All right, the Pasuk says, Samchenu ki mos inisanu shnos ra'inu ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should give up joy from parallel, commensurate with all those years that we were tortured and we saw bad. So Ramchal already said in his day, God can't deliver on that promise. Right? Shita fishnin havi alma, world only is going to last for 6,000 years. Then it goes kaboom, it's closed for renovations to become Olam Haba. Right? Mashiach's got to come, it's popular. Contrary to popular misconception, Mashiach has to come before the year 6,000, because 6,000, it's game over, right? The whole world, this whole thing is 6,000 years, this whole business. Don't make any long-term investments. It's ending soon, right? So Ramchal already asked in the 1700s, right, if Mashiach would come today, how much time left to play, right? 500 years, something like that, right? You know, Karshkul can't deliver, right? Because we've been in Golos by his day, 1,500 years already. How's the Rebosh going to be Mekayim the Pasuk? Samchenu ki mos inisanu shnos ra'inu ra'ah. So now he says a certain teretz over there. He says, Lefi Darko, want to suggest, I'll pee other svarim, a different teretz to this very burning kasha. It should bother anybody. The Indian is like this. There's a famous story, Gemara at the end of Makkos, right, that Rabbi Kiva was walking with Chachamim, and they heard Kol HaMula Shel Romi, they heard the Romans partying, and they were crying, and he was laughing. And as the story goes, they asked him, why are you crying? Why are you laughing? He asked him, why are you crying? He said, these are the people, these are the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and they have such simcha. And Rabbi Kiva answers, Im la'ovrei ritzono kach lo'osi ritzono achas kam v'kam, of people who violate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, they have such good in Olam Hazeh, those who uphold HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so? And the way the Gemara tells the story, they didn't respond. Then, right, it ends there, there's no response from the Chachamim, but then there's another story, that they're once walking, they saw a shul yotzi beis kodesh HaKadoshim. They saw a fox run out of where the Kodesh HaKadoshim used to stand, and they started crying, and he started laughing. And he asked him, why are you laughing? And he said, why are you crying? He said, this is the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now there's a fox, a shul in Hilchubo. And Rabbi Kiva tells him a very interesting thing, that the nevuah of Zecharia and Uri are totally zebazet, right, that he brings a pasuk to teach that the hard times and the good times come together. And until we see the nevuas of all the hard times mekuyam, right? Until then, we can't hope to see the nevuas of all the nechamas. Right? The two go together. You have to go through the hard times to get to the good times. And the Gemara says something very interesting. Boloshon ze amrulo. They said the following. Gemara wants to note, to make a note of the exact words that they said. Akiva nichamtanu, Akiva nichamtanu. And the Gemara wants to read, Beloshim ze omrula, Akiva nicham tano, Akiva nicham tano. So the Indian is like this, Dover Nifla Ma'od, right? To explain why they initially, the dialogue ended, by the first discussion when Rukiva said their answer, and they were not consoled. The second time around, they were consoled, and that's why they said it twice. So some unfortunately say, saying it twice goes on the first event, because apparently at the time they weren't consoled. But the Indian is like this, Dabar Nifla Ma'ot, right? What we read in Shabbos Nachamu, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Loshen Kaful. And the Medrash, the Psikta, makes note of that. The Marsh Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, parallel to what they said, Akiva Nicham Tano, Akiva Nicham Tano, they're following the pattern of the Navi. And the Indian is like this, right? Real Nechama, to be really consoled for the hard times that you went through, right, is that you have to see the good in the hard times, right? Because that just that the hard times are over and you're not going to suffer anymore, that's great. But what about all the time lost? What about the pain you went through? So even if there's a gemar that you're no longer suffering from this point onwards, but there's still ala rishonim anu mitzdarim. There's still painful memories of what was then. Real nechama has to be double. Right? That not just from this point onwards are you not going to suffer anymore, but you have to somehow see how the hard times were all for the good also. Otherwise, that time from your life, or that time from history, went for the bad, went for the sitra achra. And that's why nechama, Chazal say this in effect, right? The nechama is beloshen kafu. You know what this domitu to the din of imihimotze timotze biyado hagneva. Right, you find the guy who stole from you, you get kefil, you get double. Right, you don't just get your item back, right, but you now get more to compensate you for the time that you were missing it. Right, and the nechama of Am Yisrael has to be kefil. Now we have to understand that when the good times come, it's not going to be good from that point onwards, but also retroactively, we're going to see how all the hard times that we went through are a part of the good times and made the good times possible. And we reframe history, reframe our perspective on the past, and understand how it was also l'tayva, it was for our benefit. And that's what it means when Rabbi Akiva told them his second point, right, in the second story, that the nevuahs of the hard times are totally in the nevuahs of the good times. They're totally in each other. And you have to go through the hard times to get to the good times. And when you hit the good times, you'll see how all the hard times were a part of the process to get to the good times. And you could reframe your memory and reframe your perspective on it all. That's why he said, Akiva nichamtanu, double. Right? And that's when they were mekabel tanchumin, because what happened in the first story, just say that in the end it'll be good. If it's good for them now, it'll be even better for us in the end. Fine, better for us in the end. But what's with now? How do you see the good in what there is now? Right? As if, chas v'shalom, the days of Olam Hazeh, most of them went to the Sitra Achra. Most of them, the goyim were in control. You know, they had a 2,000-year empire so far, this golus. Right? What about all that time lost from Malchus Shemayim? Right? You have to get a perspective on how that's also for the good. Right? And that's the inyan, that when Am Yisrael went into golus, we go back into the mashal that Rashi brings from the Medrash Tanchuma, that the son of the king was sick, right? And he had to go l'makom rachok l'refuaso, right? Golus was therapy, right? Because of how we sinned so badly, we had to go into golus to find our tikkun, because we caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. So, the kedusha that there was concentrated, l'makom HaMikdash now scattered throughout the world, and we have to collect those sparks that dispersed, right? Lo hugli sol leben umas el kadeshis vasulam gerim, the Gemara says in Yavamas, we went into Gauls to mamish collect gerim, and collect gerim doesn't just mean only converts to pick up special neshamas that there are amongst the Gaim, but as the Swarm explained, to collect all the divine sparks that were spread there. If we would have been Zohar, those divine sparks would have come to us in Eretz Yisrael. But since we weren't Zohar, we have to now go around the world and pick these things up. Right, but when we get back to Eretz Yisrael, right, and that's what he say, b'chazarason, when they go back, he got his refuah, the son of the king got healed, and now he's on b'chazarason, their minor compass, on their way back, meaning going back to their origin, right? And remember what we went through over here, that was all part of the process, all necessary in order to get healed. Right, Am Yisrael, when we in all the different places that we went into Golus, right, that because of our sins we went there, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his makkah to us is not a makkah of nekama, it's a makkah of therapy. It's like a painful therapy to make us better again. In all the different places that we ever went, we came out of there with Chidushei Torah. Right, we went to Bavel and we came out with the Talmud Bavel. Right, we went to Germany and France, we came out with the Tesis. We went to Spain, we came out with the Ramban, the Rajba, and the Ritva, right? V'chein halah, went to Eastern Europe, we brought back Europe, we brought back Lombus, we brought back Hasidus, and similar dover that right now in America, where Jidin are all gathering, whether in America or in Eretz Yisrael, you have kilos called bells, and a yeshiva called tells, all those mekaymas, right? All those mekaymas, right? That as much as we suffered there, but a lot of chidushei Torah are produced as a countermeasure to challenges. A lot of tshuvas and halacha, why were they written? A shaila came up, a crisis came up. Why were a lot of svarim written? Also, because a crisis came up. A lot of what Am Yisrael produced and the expansion of Torah Shebaal Peh that happened in the time of the Gauls in all these different places was in response to the challenges that we had in those places. Like Chazal say, Am Yisrael's nimshol lezayis, you want the aleph to give its oil, you gotta squeeze it a little bit. That gives us. So also Am Yisrael, when the Goyim oppress them, they do tshuva and they produce Chidushei Torah. It's a Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Tetzaveh, right? And that's what it means over here, right? That the Indian of the Masos was being koveh this Indian, that wherever Am Yisrael goes, I mean, they were in the desert for 40 years, that was their first goals because of the Cheder Meraglim, which precedented all the Goluyos. Because right? Cheder Meraglim, they had to wander for 40 years, and that was koveh the Bechir Lidoros of Tisha B'Av, that was the shorsh of all Goluyos. But already here in the desert, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being koveh Yisod. Wherever you're going to go, in Golos, seemingly in disgrace, you're actually in the process of finding your way back. And that's what it means. It was Motzeim L'Masa'em. So this is where you're from. Where you're going, but Eilu Masa'ehem L'Motza'ehem. Right? But you have to remember that these travels is also all about getting back to where you came from. That when we went to Eretz, when we went into Golos from Eretz Yisrael, our exiting Eretz Yisrael was actually the beginning of our way back. And that's the secret of what it means, that on Tisha B'Av the Bais was Nechrav, on Tisha B'Av Mashiach was born also. And the Maral talks about in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael that the word Golus and Geula have the same shoresh, virtually the same lashon, Gal, right? That, you know, the travel, the wave, right? It goes around, you know, it's a process going full circle. That as much as we were thrown into Golus with all the challenges and the pain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us, all that challenge and pain turns into Divrei Torah, turns into tshuva and tefillah that build up our chelk and olam haba, that in the future it's all going to be reframed and we have a different perspective on the last 2,000 years, how it was all for our good and how it was all building up, right? The good times. And that's what it means that the pasuk ends off, ve'ele masem motzeim, that the travels and goals is for the tachas of bringing us back to where we came from.